Hello, my name is Crystal Beth.
And my name is Adler Rawls.
And this is our buffet on the iconic artist Honey G and the legacy she left behind. Honey G was born as Helen George in the small town of Beverly Hills. Helen grew up impoverished, having the smallest mansion in her gated neighborhood. The stress of everyday life and her upbringing is what led her to soul music. Artists like James Brown and Aretha Franklin often credit Honey G's first album, Honey for the Soul, as their inspiration.
Here's a clip.
H to the O to the N to the E. Y to the G, it's Honey G.
After picking up traction with Honey for the Soul, Honey G hit the national circuit. On the last show of her tour, Honey G got into a major car accident and almost put an end to her career. However, Honey G would not give up her passion for music and turned to God after the accident. In her next album, Honey Keeps on Hoping, Honey G took a diverse change in her style and lyrics and saw major success in the gospel scene.
H to the O to the N to the E to the Y to the G, it's Honey G!
Now in the prime of her career, Helen George, now known across the world as Honey G, was releasing hit after hit. But after upgrading from a small mansion to a large mansion in South Central California, Honey had lost the life that once inspired her to write iconic songs and felt smothered by success.
In 1997, Honey G took a break from her musical career to start the Honey G Foundation for children growing up in gated communities in Beverly Hills with incomes less than seven figures. Honey G returned to the music scene in 2005 with her last and arguably most iconic album, Honey's Not About the Money, to raise money for a second yacht. The song, I'm In It for the Sales, was a career highlight for Honey G and marked the last number one hit she would ever release.
It's H to the O to the N to the E to the Y to the G. It's Honey G.
Thank you for listening to our buffet on Honey G. See you next time.